In September, we have worked with the theme, Words Can Change a Life. First, we talked about how words can change an individual life. Then, words in action can change a life. And that's when our good friend Laurel O'Connor was here to talk about Africa 360. And today, we will explore how words can change the world. These children in the video have a great message. Words do matter. Words we say to our children can make or break them. Words spoken to a child can change the world. How they see others and themselves can change the world. Words can inspire our children to be kind to one another. Words can inspire our children to learn how to talk to each other despite difference. Unfortunately, words can also teach a child to hate someone or a group of people for their difference. Words are powerful. Words can inspire our children to find a cure for diseases that cause hurt and death. Words can inspire our children to dream about being and doing anything they would like to do in this world. Our words can encourage our children to strive for peace in themselves and in the world. Pope Francis has certainly been saying this. He seems to always focus on children's gifts and children's worth. Our children are our future. The more we teach them to love God and to love God's people, the more they will work toward peace as children and towards peace as adults. As the psalmist says, our children and their children will get in on this as the word is passed along from parent to child. What words are we using? How are we speaking with our children? In our homes, in our schools, in our church, and in our world? Are our words hateful towards the world or people in our world? Or are the words full of love towards God's people? Words matter in regard to peace and war. There are many paths between peace and war. We have skilled mediators in the world that have helped many disagreements between nations come to a compromise instead of violence. Dialogue is essential for peace. Words matter. One process used to help a community heal is called restorative circle. This is a process in which a community comes together for supporting those in conflict. It brings together the three parties to a conflict: those who have acted, those directly impacted, and the wider community, with an intentional, systematic context to dialogue as equals. Interfaith Works recently had an event called Dinner Dialogue. It was a time in which people of different religions and beliefs could experience dialogue across and through difference in a compassionate and peaceful way. And the words in our prayers matter. Prayer can change the world. Our prayers can expand across issues, language, cities, and continents through us and God. The word in our prayers must not only include those close to us, but the issues that plague our world. The words in our prayers should be broad, inclusive, and bold. Words start in the home, out into the community, and then affect the world. Words can change the world in a positive or negative way. How are our words in our everyday life, within our community, and within our home contributing to peace that Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, desires? Finally, as Paul urged the faith communities in Rome years ago in the letter to the Romans, he says, reach out and welcome one another to God's glory. Jesus did it, now you do it. Words welcome. Words create inclusion, and they create exclusion. As one of my special friends at James Street United Methodist Church reminds me almost weekly, we are all God's children. Agreed. But who are we? Does we mean those who come to church, or those who choose not to attend church, or even the unchurched? Does we include Muslims and Jews and Buddhists? Words can create inclusion. We, all of us. Faith, non-faith, curious about faith, are all God's children. How are our words impacting inclusion? In the letter to the Romans, Paul believes that the Jews and the Greeks can all be Christ followers within one faith community. This was a challenging concept in Paul's day. Paul believed not only that Jews could follow Jesus, but also the Greeks. And the Greeks, who did not follow all of the laws of the Jews, Paul believed, could follow Christ as well. Paul's words reflect his belief that two diverse groups can get along. They could all follow Christ even though they had different backgrounds. They could both be included in the community of faith. How can we break down walls of exclusion today? Do our words reflect that we are all children of God? All are welcome. Come grow with us. Words can change the world. Words are powerful. Remember, in our everyday life, our words impact the world positively or negatively through messages our children learn from us. They also through healthy dialogue and prayer. And our words can be a way to be inclusive. Words can change the world. Our words can be agents of change in the world. We are independent, yet dependent on one another. Together, let's put this mindful use of words into our practice and then into motion to serve God's world. Amen.